I'd want you to know you were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I got to see you again. And if you're
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden prepping for his third State of the Union address tonight. He'll be trying to convince voters while he's up for another 4 years in office. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trailing in the polls to Donald Trump and facing those persistent concerns and questions about his age, the president has to sell skeptical voters on his accomplishments and show the American public that he is still up for another 4 years on the job.
Lawmakers in Alabama overnight passing a bill to protect in vitro fertilization providers from prosecution. It was needed after the state Supreme Court there ruled frozen embryos are people. Hannah Gutierrez, who was in charge of the guns on the set of the movie Rust, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico. Opening statements today in James Crumbly's involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. His son Ethan shot and killed four students at his Oxford High School class in 2021. James Crumbly, his father, is accused of providing his sons access to weapons. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul sending National Guard troops into the New York City subways to help fight crime.
While crime in the city overall is down, the start of the year has seen a spike in the subways, and the governor says it's giving riders anxiety.
Saying things are getting better doesn't make you feel better, especially when you've just heard about someone being slashed in the throat or thrown onto a subway's tracks.
750 National Guard members, along with 250 state and transit police officers, will patrol the platforms and check bags for weapons, joined by teams of mental health workers.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky here in New York. Police in Philadelphia hunting for suspects after a shooting at a bus stop. Eight teenagers between the ages of 15 and 17 were hit. A 16-year-old shot nine times and is in critical condition. Louisiana's governor declaring a weather disaster because of a shortage of crawfish. Drought and extreme heat blamed for cutting this year's harvest. The declaration opening the door for federal crawfish help. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden today signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha this morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some small scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette loses on senior night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles at home tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee against the number 2 ranked UConn Huskies, the Golden Eagles, with a run late in the game, but fell short. Coverage on Fox Sports 1.
Playing without Tyler Kolek, yep. Hanging around. It's a 3. It's Joplin. That's no good. And UConn, 74-67, as intense of a game as you will see. And the Huskies have win number 27. It's a win on the road against ranked Marquette.
Now, a very talented UConn team, too. And you've been shorthanded, very competitive effort.
The final, UConn 74, Marquette 67. Up next, Marquette on the road against Xavier this Saturday evening. Bucks on the West Coast tonight against Golden State. The Wisconsin Badgers host Rutgers tomorrow night with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south will be coming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight, our low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a tourist.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world. Cause it's something that I gotta do.
Favorite station.
98Q Country.
Life wasted.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia.
Yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
We don't care enough to leave.
Country. How you doing? It is a Thursday, correct? Yeah, the 7th day of March, and we are ready for pretty much a duplicate of what we had yesterday. We're going to see temperatures rise to probably about 51 degrees today. A little more cloud cover today than we saw yesterday. We're still always optimistic, though, that that sun will grace us with its presence at some point. But they're telling us a little more cloud cover. So a nice day. It'll be a little bit cooler for the weekend. After 51 today, we'll struggle to get to 40. Friday, Saturday, Sunday up into the 40s. And then next week, 50s, 60s for quite a bit of the week next week. So we'll call it 31 degrees right now. Big night tonight, winter boys basketball, sectional semifinals. They'll be playing down in Medford. This team has gone through a long dry spell, and they are very excited. The city of Winter and the surrounding area very excited. This is a fun team. They get up and down the floor, and Jeff Hakenen better have his vocal cords ready to go fast and furious tonight, because there's no rest when you're calling a winter basketball game, from what I've seen. So we'll have it for you tonight. Pre-game at 6:30. We'll chat with the coaches. And then 7 o'clock, the tap from Medford tonight. If you're going to the game, that's great. You can we'll archive it, and you can listen back to the game afterwards or later if you like at 98qcountry.com. But the game's available right here tonight at 98qcountry.com, and you can listen to it on your phone. Even if you're at the game, you could listen to the broadcast of the game on the phone. Just download that Civic Media app. It's free. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports here on the morning show, so ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden prepping for his third State of the Union address tonight. He'll be trying to convince voters he's up for another 4 years in office. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trailing in the polls to Donald Trump and facing those persistent concerns and questions about his age, the president has to sell skeptical voters on his accomplishments and show the American public that he is still up for another 4 years on the job.
Lawmakers in Alabama overnight passing a bill to protect in vitro fertilization providers from prosecution. It was needed after the state Supreme Court there ruled frozen embryos are people. Hannah Gutierrez, who was in charge of the guns on the set of the movie Rust, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico. Opening statements today in James Crumbly's involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. His son Ethan shot and killed four students at his Oxford High School class in 2021. James Crumbly, his father, is accused of providing his sons access to weapons. This is ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might Sunday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Right now, vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing today would cut that down to 3 years. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared to 54% in urban areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, 2 championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach, Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
From demolition to driveways, hauling, and everything in between, including food plots and walkout basements, Hungry Run Trucking Excavating can handle it all. We're proud to wish the Winter Warriors great success in tournament play and to sponsor this game broadcast on 98Q Country with locations in Winter and Loretta, Wisconsin. Count on Hungry Run for top-notch service. Whether it's excavating or trucking needs, trust Hungry Run Trucking Excavating to deliver excellence on and off the court.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 424-24 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can do it all by yourself.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight, or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one.
Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Lynch.
Sister at the Circle K, her baby number 2 was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you.
places. Yeah, life is what you make it.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on the sidewalk with my name.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
sunset when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Chase Beckham, new song, new artist called 23 at 98Q Country. Well, Thursday morning means we get you updated on what's going on in the Shawamigan Schools. District Administrator Kyle Cronin will join us at about 7:45 this morning to do just that. I think we may hear from Big G and Gray over at the Big Rhinelander Expo over at the Hodag Dome later this morning, too. And we may hear from them this afternoon. That's unpredictable. When you hop in the 98Q Cruiser and you start going, you never know. You get distracted. But we expect to hear from them. Big expo going on over at the Dome, at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. If you're up for it, if you're in the mood for it, and a little trek over to Rhinelander, you will not be disappointed, first of all, just by the Dome itself. It's so cool. But 80 vendors over there, 80-plus vendors, and they've got all kinds of activities going on. It's a big, big event over there, so you may want to consider going over there. It's free to get in. So that's what's a few things happening today. Bucks got thumped pretty good last night by Golden State. They'll stay out on the West Coast and take on the Lakers tomorrow night. And we'll have that game for you, of course, right here. Your home of the Bucks, Brewers, Packers, 98Q.
Get that winning look at Top Design Hair Salon in Winter, Wisconsin. Sandy, a proud local, cheers on the Winter Warriors as they chase victory into the state tournament. A special shout out to the team and her nephew, Carter Pettit. Thanks for making our community proud. Tune in to 98Q Country for all the tournament action. Top Design Hair Salon is thrilled to support our hometown heroes. Go Warriors! Now, Lynn Stunkle, a complete rain gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Get ready for a new year of work with limited time savings on Bobcat equipment at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Get as low as 0% for 72 months on a Bobcat compact tractor or choose a free front end loader when you buy with cash. Special offers are available on Bobcat zero turn mowers with financing as low as 0% for 48 months or rebates up to $1,200 on select models. Call Nemuth Implement at 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Offers end March 31st, so hurry in. Some exclusions apply.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by A&W of Phillips, serving all American food where the food's as good as the root beer. A&W, always a supporter of Northern Wisconsin communities.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Perfect.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one! Hi, I'm Tyler Childers.
Country.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last.
it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong.
Sunshine to warm it up for him, but if you want to get out, move around, do a little walk and stuff like that, it should be okay. The winds, I don't think, are much of a factor here today. I think we're looking at about 10. I'm trying. Used to be, remember the good old days when you printed stuff out and it was right there. Now we've become very reliant, of course, on computers. You click, and if it doesn't go well, the piece of paper isn't there. 7 to 14 miles an hour wind out of the south today, so not much going on there. It'll be cooler tomorrow, only 38 tomorrow, 34 on Saturday, and then up to the 40s, 50s, and even 60s again for next week. Some words of wisdom on this 7th day of March 2024. Focus on the family this morning is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Conflict in marriage can be painful, but handled well, it can actually have a bright side. The key is healthy conflict. Learning to disagree well offers couples an opportunity to create something better in their relationship. When you and your spouse don't see eye to eye, the first thing to do is remember positive rules for engagement. Many couples quickly escalate into combat mode, which deepens their conflict instead of resolving it. When you disagree, listen first. Make sure you're hearing each other well before you start arguing your point of view. Second, instead of allowing things to get heated, call for a timeout. In the midst of conflict, your feelings can trick you into believing a situation is different than it really is. Hit the pause button and de-escalate your emotions. Come back to your discussion later when cooler heads prevail. Next, discover the truth. Emotions don't always equate to facts. At best, they're warnings that alert us to a problem. Wisdom cuts through the fog and helps us see what's really going on. Finally, keep your objectives clear. The key to reconciliation is resolving the problem, not winning the argument. Lose sight of that, and you'll lose even when you win. Every couple can learn to communicate better about their disagreements. Managed well, conflict can lead to a healthier relationship and greater intimacy. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Score big this Friday at Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Wisconsin. Join us for a fish fry frenzy featuring deep fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, or a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. From 11 to 8 p.m., indulge in savory delights to fuel your weekend. Jill sends her congratulations to the Winter Warriors, especially her grandson Carter Pettit. Let's cheer them on to victory in their tournament play and catch all the action on 98Q Country. Lakewood Cafe, where every bite is a slam dunk.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Thursday, March 7th, it's boys basketball sectional semifinals with Winter versus Owen Withy at the Medford High School. There'll be a pregame at 6:30 with coaches interview and a play-by-play at 7 with Jeff Hakeman. Catch it all right here on 98Q Country, 98QCountry.com, or on the free Civic Media mobile app.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Perfect. It's the music. Contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.